It's been a busy few weeks out on the water, so let's have a chat with Graham Gibb, the Emergency Liaison Officer of Marine Rescue Queensland Bribie Island, to find out what we can expect over the next period. And more importantly, how we can learn to stay safe with the right safety equipment requirements and reporting. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners. Lovely to be back again.
Graham, can we start off with Marine Rescue Bribie Island's activity update?
Yes, we certainly can. And here today, statistics I have with you today really highlight the role played by our outstanding team of volunteers. We had 4,553 calls. We logged on 1,333 vessels, and in collaboration with Queensland Ambulance Service during March, we did five medical evacuations, which is a big time-consuming issue for our crews and vessels. But we're only too glad to be of assistance to Queensland Ambulance when we can. And we had 29 vessels successfully assisted back to shore, once again ensuring our safe outcomes for our local and visiting babies. And that's an issue. You know, we had 29, which is nearly one assist a day where we have to go out and help our members of the public. It's been quite busy and underscores the importance of our preparedness for our vessels and the crews and the radio personnel always.
Absolutely.
And last night, for example, at 6 o'clock, we had two vessels out because we had four people in it that required assistance at 6 p.m. last night. So our members were home having dinner and watching the news. Mm-hmm. They were in the radio room out assisting people.
Wow. Thank God they were able to do that, Graham. Listen, how do changing weather patterns impact boaties?
Yeah, very much. And it's one of the big issues that we confront daily. And before sending out, we ask boaties not just to glance at the weather and think about it, but what it might be in the afternoon or later on coming back. And if the wind forecast is to increase during the day, boaties should look at planning accordingly, because conditions and the sea can change very, very quickly. Storms and evolving weather patterns brought considerable disruptions to both on water and our communities, and the conditions highlight the necessary for everybody to remain alert and ready for unexpected weather changes.
Yeah. What can we expect during a typical autumn condition?
Yeah, we mentioned this last time, and I just thought I'd raise it again, because during autumn, mornings tend to be nice and calm, and warm days and cool evenings. However, buddies should check the latest weather reports and forecasts and plan their journey to avoid the possibility of being caught out in adverse and rapidly changing conditions, and always check the weather forecast. Keep an eye on real-time updates throughout and before your trip.
Okay, you're mad if you don't. And Graham, how about a really important thing? Tell our listeners a list of the safety gear that is absolutely required.
Absolutely, and it's so important. And, you know, we urge boaties here to carry all the items needed for sheltered trip, flares, V-sheet chart, working radio, and all mobile phone and compass, especially the mobile phone and the working radio. That's very important. And for offshore trips, going beyond Moreton Bay, an EPIRB, which is an emergency position indicating radio beacon, is required. And again, I mentioned from September last year, life jackets must follow the AS 4758 Australian standards. So we asked buddies to inspect the life jackets and ensure they meet standards and replace any that don't. And for kids under 12, they must wear a life jacket when underway on any size vessel. Solo boaties on vessels under 4.8 metres must wear a life jacket, as do on water between sunset and sunrise on a small boat.
Right. And listen, and crossing the coastal bar is a pretty important thing as well.
Oh, yes, if you're up that way and you do have a coastal bar.
Yep.
Absolutely. Any people in an open boat less than 4.8 metres must have a life jacket on.
There you go. And Graham, how about a new vessel? I mean, you buy your beautiful new boat and you think everything's hunky-dory. Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, yeah, exciting times. And we have a new squeaky clean vessel. And on the 19th of March, our senior coxswains actually drove through very awful sea conditions south of the border to deliver our new Bribie vessel from its place of manufacture at Yamba Welding and Engineering in New South Wales. So that was a bit of an eye-opening trip for them, because the weather conditions weren't really well, but it was a good idea to see how the boat handled. From a distance, they won't see much difference to the old Bribie 1, but we have this cracking new vessel, and it's similar to Bribie 1. It's an 11.4-metre Naiad rib, powered by three 300 Mercury Seapro engines, which deliver a greater towing power.
Yep.
And she has a top speed of 42 knots and full electric steering control with a joystick as well as the wheel and autopilot. Mm-hmm. And we have the latest Ferrono navigation equipment, which can remotely accessed. As such, we synchronise with Queensland Police and other Marine Rain Queensland vessels in search and rescue operations. And for the crew, we have a walk around deck, so the crew can safely navigate around the vessel without having to crib crawl around the deck to get round the side, which is much safer, and a nice access door for the helmsman, and a full opening rear door for stretcher access for our medevacs. It's a wonderful new addition to the fleet, and the services will provide very good service for the Moreton and Bribie Island community. And
wow.
We actually started it on last Saturday.
Okay.
So keep your eye out for it.
And finally, Graeme, I mean, we could talk about this forever, because being Queenslanders and having such wonderful weather, the boating fraternity are absolutely stunning with the opportunities. But finally, what are some of the essential reminders that boaties need to be aware of? And we keep stressing this, but I think we need to keep doing it. So please do it one more time, Lum.
Yes, we do, because often we go out to assist a vessel back to back to shore, and there's something that may have been done to prevent that. But, boaties are asked to prepare thoroughly, enjoy their time underwater. Importantly is inform someone of your departure and expect a time of return in the location that you're going to. Carry a fully charged mobile phone. We have a system now where if a person's broken down, that we can actually go call that number, and it'll send through a code. The boatie accepts it on their phone, and it sends back the exact latitude and longitude. We can give that to the rescue vessel and they can go straight there. So it's very, very, mobile phones are very important on the water these days. And again, check your fuel levels to confirm that you have enough for the journey. And do we ask that? Yes, we do. Do we have problems with it? Day before yesterday, we went to go and pick up a vessel because it was out of fuel.
Mm.
And these are reportable incidents. So we might have more of that in the next month.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe, go out and check your fuel. Mm. Make sure you got enough to get you back.
Yeah. Yeah. And Graeme, to all listeners and boaties, we want you to enjoy your time on the water, but, please stay safe. And as we said, remember that all of our Marine Rescue Bribie Island People personnel are volunteers. Hey, come on, guys.
Graeme, absolutely.
Pardon?
Absolutely. We're all volunteers and we work 24/7 keeping the boating community safe. And log on with your local Marine Rescue via radio, VHF channel 73, or phone number for Bribie Island, which is 3408-7596. These could be the most important calls you make all day if you're going out on the water.
Absolutely. Mm. Graeme Gibb, Emergency Service Liaison, Marine Rescue, Queensland, Bribie Island. Thank you so much for joining us again today and keeping our community connected. And thank you to all the contributions in keeping our boatie community informed and safe. Thanks so much, Graeme.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you, listeners. All going well. Talk to you in May.
You will. Thank you.